And every single part of this mechanism is actually plausible in biology. In other words, I've taken off-the-shelf components and I've made a spectroscope. What's nice about this idea, if you have a philosophical bent of mind, is that then it tells you that the nose, the ear, and the eye are all vibrational senses. Of course, it doesn't matter because it could also be that they're not, but it has a certain it has a certain ring to it, which is attractive to people who read too much 19th century German literature. And then a magnificent thing happened. I left academia and joined the real world of business. And a company was created around my ideas to make new molecules using my method, along the lines of, let's put someone else's money where your mouth is. And one of the first things that happened was, we started going around the fragrance companies asking for what they needed, because, of course, if you can calculate smell, you don't need chemists. You need a computer. A Mac will do it if you know how to program the thing right, okay? So you can try 1,000 molecules, you can try 10,000 molecules in a weekend, and then you only tell a chemist to make the right one. And so that's a direct path to making new odorants. And one of the first things that happened was we went to see some perfumers in France, and here's where I do my Charles Fleischer impression. And one of them says, "You cannot make a coumarin," he says to me. "I bet you cannot make a coumarin."